Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're back with the Match Sellers here and Andrew Morrison. Andrew, again, as I was looking through this extensive biography of yours, I was really intrigued to find out that you're quite interested in graphic novels.
Man, oh man, how do you know so much about me, George?
Well, your mom and I got together last night.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I got on a pretty big kick of Alan Moore graphic novels.
There's more to tell, really. You're kind of involved in things with graphic novels, aren't you?
I am. I don't know.
Something like that. That's what I read about. You're busy on a project.
Well, I was kind of wanting to do my own graphic novel at one point, but I don't know if that's going to happen. It turns out
I have to know how to draw.
Yeah, it turns out I have to know how to draw.
Oh, I didn't know that wasn't one of your...
Yeah, I thought I could just think it and it would happen, but no, yeah. It turns out...
Maybe with the right haircut.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe I can practice drawing on my head.
Yeah. Okay. You were intrigued with a lot of different songwriters. Roger Miller, I heard.
Yeah. A huge fan of Roger Miller and John Hartford and, just a lot of these kind of quirky, John Prine, you know, a lot of these kind of quirky, funny songwriters that, Not too dissimilar to John Baylor.
So when you were in high school, for instance, were you also writing songs at that point?
Yeah, I was writing some songs in high school.
You don't want to listen to them, though.
Yeah, you know. Thanks, Julie. Now, there was a time in high school where I came up with like a whole philosophy of music where the philosophy was that words don't matter. So I wrote a lot of really terrible songs that just had a bunch of nonsense words in it.
You don't want to share one of those with us? Would you? Would you have something?
Well, I can. One goes like this. That was it. That was the whole song. It was pretty amazing.
But yeah. Yeah.
I won a prize.
Really? Yeah. Well, it was comical and interesting, and I don't know if it was moving. But,
well, my mouth was moving.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But that's intriguing. And so were you also involved, like, say, let's say there were high school musical events or those kinds of things? Were you?
Yeah. I was a band kid, a theater kid. Mm-hmm. I was involved in a couple plays in school.
Plays? And, what were those plays?
Oh, man, let's see. I was in Seussical the Musical. I was in... my buddy and I did The Zoo Story by Edward Albee.
Wow.
Didn't you have a lead in some play?
Yeah, I can't remember. It wasn't very good.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. I imagine that you were in performance back then. Do you ever write a song without words?
Yeah.
Do you have one you could share with us?
Yeah, I can. We can go ahead and do one right now.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Man, that was one cool song. And it's also something interesting about the phrasing in that song and what you're doing. It seems like your sense of comedy is actually in that song somehow.
Oh, all right.
I mean, it seems because there are lots of surprises in the stuff you're doing on guitar.
Yeah, that was... I don't know. It's just a song I couldn't come up with any words to. So.
Well, you know, the comedy, I think, is in the sort of the surprises as they come to you. So, I mean, the song is cool, too, but I just thought it was comical. I want to ask you about an early childhood experience.
All right. Just any childhood
experience? Yeah, something you really, that may be etched in your mind about growing up in Kansas City.
My mom's from the Czech Republic, and so I spent a lot of summers over at my grandparents' house over in the Czech Republic, and they had a big farm with, or not a farm really, but it was a really big garden, and they raised chickens and rabbits, and I used to just run around in my little rubber boots and chase chickens around.
Yeah.
So...
And that sort of ties in with bluegrass music.
Yeah, that was my first bluegrass experience. So.
Over in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So
there's actually a big bluegrass scene in the Czech Republic that I recently learned about. I didn't know when I was a kid. But.
Right. And you're multilingual. Then?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I can understand more Czech than I can speak, but I'm not fluent by any means.
Oh, but you speak some German, don't you, Judy?
Oh, I do speak German, yeah.
Now, Kansas City has a fairly vibrant music scene. And you've been part of that and on radio and a variety of different things. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, well, there's a really fun folk scene that's kind of centered at this, every Monday there's a meetup of local folk musicians called the Rural Grit Happy Hour. And they just, there's a nice stage and they set up a single mic. So that's all the sound there is. And people just get up and they mix you up. You have to play songs with people you've never met before. I saw a three double basses play a song together once. That was interesting. So there's all kinds of fun stuff that goes on.
So the stage must be large enough for that.
Yeah, it's about the size of this stage.
And not too big of a stage. Yeah, it's just a wonderful little place. Monday nights, it's really the
it's
hangout.
It's been going on for 15 years
or something
like that.
And they have a convention of some sorts, don't they, for indie musicians? And
yeah, they have the big Folk Alliance International Conference that happens out there.
How does that work? Because, you know, people in our audience might not know how that, you know.
It's just like a big gathering of folk musicians from all over the world that come there, and then different festivals come to try to find bands, and different venues and promoters come, and folk DJs are there. Al Canola, I usually run into him out there. So it's just pretty much a big party with a bunch of folk weirdos that get together and talk about music, play music, and have a good time.
And so do some jobs come out of that too? I mean, do people from venues come and
yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's fascinating. I can't imagine that, and with all that music in one place, it must be very intense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody usually gets sick. Mm-hmm. As everybody's coming
together.
You don't
sleep at all, and you're just packed in with, I think, like 3,000 people go and stay in this hotel room in February, so they're all packed in there together.
Now, when you're traveling on the road, I understand there's a place of respite that you go sometimes to, from reading these extensive things. I believe we share that in common, a kind of a love for this space. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah. You spend time at my parents' house?
No.
Yeah.
No. No, when you're really far away, there's
Sleeping in the car?
Sleeping in the car.
Yep.
No.
They're going to give me a hard time on this, aren't
they?
Oh,
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, it's a place with books and lots
of libraries.
Yes. Yeah. I read extensively about your...
Well, don't you know, George, we lie in all of our interviews. I mean, that's the thing. Like, we never tell the truth.
But you spend time in libraries.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And, oh, yeah, all the time.
And as a result, you... what do you do there?
I send a lot of emails. We don't have to spend any money. That's a plus.
Yeah, I send a lot of emails. I'll read the newspaper every once in a while, read a book. Look at all the other people at the library and just kind of watch them
and
see what they're doing.
And you recommend Hemingway in your article, I remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a big... Hemingway fan. I love his writing.
And so that probably moves in that perfectly lyrically into your next piece.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is actually one that Julie wrote.
Oh, yeah, totally inspired by Hemingway and also just going to music festivals, which is a world I discovered playing this type of music that I didn't know existed, where people stay up late in the woods and I'll get into all sorts of shenanigans. So.
Yeah, this is a great song Julie wrote called Find Me a Place Where the Whiskey Smells Like Dirt and Beard Hair.
All day at the office makes a body grow weak. I've got to dress up all fancy and be polite when I speak. Kick off my shoes, grow my beard long, take fewer showers and sing this song. Oh, find me a place where guitars strum all night, where strangers share hugs by the firelight, where the bands play a show in the woods somewhere. Whiskey smells like dirt and beard hair. Cheese and beer. Got my back chair and my flip-flops, cause it's that time of year. I'm gonna cram all my friends in the old pickup truck, and we'll all hit the road heading for you know what. Oh, find me a place where guitars strum all night, where strangers share hugs by the firelight, where the bands play a show in the woods somewhere, and the whiskey smells like dirt and beard hair. Where the whiskey smells like dirt and beard hair.
Thank you so much for that. You know, we've had a series of moving songs today, really. So very, you know, very moving.
And hairy songs, yes.
Yes. Yeah, we had kind of a hirsute sort of discussion here today. I was wondering if you would possibly do one more song for us.
If you make us.
Okay, something short.
All right, yeah. Well, I got the banjo out here, so we'll do a short, quick one. This is a new one we've been working on. I wrote for a friend who lives out in Arkansas.
Oh.
This one called Shannon Lives in Arkansas, Shannon Lives in Fayetteville. Kind of an old-timey one here.
Thank you. Shannon lives in Arkansas. Shannon lives in Fayetteville. 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 Shannon lives in Fayetteville. Shannon lives in Arkansas. Shannon lives in Fayetteville.
The quirky and fun and amazingly talented Andrew Morris and Julie Bates. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you very much. Thank you, Matt Sellers. Appreciate you being here. So when you think you've lost at life, oh, pain and heartache, move your soul with strife. Just remember, when you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river goes round.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
I'd like to thank music director John Baylor, announcer Sid Schroyer, also recording engineer and sound producer Nate Butler, research director Tim Pike, equipment manager Howard Gibbs, and applause girl Judy Schroyer, set director Marsha Heinsberger, photographer Amanda Jo Boner, and Friends of the Moon volunteers. So when you think you've lost at life, oh, pain and heartache, fill your soul with strife. Just remember, when you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river goes round. The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops,
this has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.